Here's your instant analysis of Ohio State's 42-28 win over Michigan today. A bittersweet day in Columbus as the Buckeyes knock off their arch rival, but in doing so, they lose their starting quarterback, a Heisman Trophy candidate, JT Barrett. He suffered a fractured right ankle. He will have surgery tomorrow, and he is done for the season. That means Cardale Jones, who came in to replace Barrett in the fourth quarter of today's game, will be the Buckeyes' starting quarterback for the Big Ten Championship game next Saturday in Indianapolis, and then for whatever bowl game or bowl games they will play in. So the Buckeyes, Urban Meyer, Tom Herman, they're down to their third-string quarterback. It started with Braxton Miller early this year. He goes down with a shoulder injury. JT Barrett has to step in and fill his shoes, and boy, did he ever, breaking Ohio State single-season records, setting records in the Big Ten as well. But he goes down today on the first play of the fourth quarter, and the Buckeyes now will have to regroup and try and figure out a way to use Cardale Jones as their starting quarterback and maybe mix in a little Jalen Marshall in the Wildcat system there on offense. So that's the bad news. The good news is, for the 10th time in their last 12 games, the Buckeyes took care of Michigan, but it wasn't as easy as a lot of us expected. The Buckeyes jumped out to a 7-0 lead, looking pretty good on offense, as the first touchdown was a pass from Barrett to Nick Vanette to put the Buckeyes up 7-0. However, Jake Butt caught a 12-yard touchdown pass from Devin Gardner, and Drake Johnson with a 2-yard run gave Michigan a 14-7 second quarter lead, and the Buckeyes were struggling as they were heading into halftime. But right before the half, the Buckeyes go on a 10-play, 83-yard drive. JT Barrett, a 25-yard touchdown run to even the score at 14 at halftime. At that point, Tom Herman, Urban Meyer, Luke Fickell, the entire coaching staff, they had to make some adjustments on offense and defense. And on the offensive side of the ball, no problem. Buckeyes get the ball to start the third quarter. 5 plays, 72 yards, 2 minutes and 2 seconds. JT Barrett with his second touchdown run of the game. It gave the Buckeyes a 21-14 lead, but give Michigan credit. Once again, a 12-play, 75-yard drive, even the score at 21-all after Drake Johnson went in on a 4-yard run. The drives for Michigan in the game, the first 3 drives, their touchdown drives, 80 yards, 95 yards, 75 yards. So the Buckeye defense not looking good at that point. However, the offense would pick them up near the end of the third quarter. Ezekiel Elliott with a 2-yard touchdown run to give the Buckeyes a 28-21 lead. And then as we began the fourth quarter, JT Barrett on a minus 1-yard run on 2nd and 1 from the 33-yard line. He gets rolled up upon, bent backwards, and a fractured right ankle. He goes down. Cardale Jones has to come into the game, and he is stopped short of the first down on 3rd and 2. The Buckeyes have to punt. However, the defense somehow, someway, figured it out at that point. Maybe they were inspired by the injury to JT Barrett and did it for him. They force a punt by Michigan, and then the Buckeyes offense took the ball 1st and 10 at their own 20 with 8:25 to go in the game. They were up at that point 28-21, and they moved down to a 4th and 1 situation at the Michigan 44-yard line, 5:05 left to go in the game. Urban Meyer called a timeout. Does he roll the dice and go for it, or does he punt it and pin Michigan back, hopefully, and put it in the hands of his defense? At that point, Urban had more confidence in his offense, even with Cardale Jones, the third-string quarterback, in there, and decided to go for it on 4th and 1 at the Michigan 44-yard line. After the timeout, the Buckeyes come out. They hand the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott, and he breaks free 44 yards later. It's 35-21, Ohio State. A huge decision, and it paid off big for Urban Meyer. And then the defense stepped up once again, as it was a sack by Joey Bosa of Devin Gardner, and it was recovered by Darren Lee, who returned it 33 yards for a touchdown. At that point, the Buckeyes led 42-21. Michigan got a garbage touchdown late in the fourth quarter to make the final score 42-28. So like we said, bittersweet today. The Buckeyes beat Michigan and probably send Brady Hoke to the unemployment line, but they lose JT Barrett. How will that affect them when it comes to the committee deciding whether or not they should be deserving of one of the Final Four teams should they win next week in the Big Ten championship game. We'll have to wait and see. The Buckeyes will play either Minnesota or Wisconsin. That game going on right now as we do this podcast. We'll have to wait and see who it is. The Buckeyes, of course, already beat Minnesota once this year. They have not played Wisconsin, so it'll be one of those two teams, and it will be Cardale Jones at quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Guys who stood out in this game today, obviously JT Barrett. He threw for 176 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. He ran for two scores and 89 more yards on the ground. Didn't turn the football over, so an outstanding game in his final game, unfortunately, for JT Barrett. Ezekiel Elliott, solid today, 17 carries, 121 yards, averaged over 7 yards per carry. He had two touchdowns, including that big one of 44 yards to seal the deal for Ohio State. Devin Smith only had one catch, but it was a big one, 52 yards from JT Barrett. Defensively, it was Joey Bosa. Even though he had a couple of penalties that were costly, he still had two sacks, two more tackles for loss, so that's 13 and a half sacks on the season for Joey Bosa, 20 tackles for a loss for Joey Bosa on the year. And Darren Lee pressured the quarterback quite a bit today and came up with, I believe, his second fumble return for a touchdown today, so he stood out on the defensive side of the ball as well. The Buckeyes a winner 42-28 over Michigan. There's your instant analysis of the game between the two arch rivals in the Big Ten. Until next time, as always, keep it real and go Buckeyes!